producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, and please, if you possibly can motivate yourself, don't call me in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the program, all right? We'll certainly deal with you if we possibly can, but we'll have a little bit more flexibility and ease of movement if you call a little earlier. Ready, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about, this is kind of our love month, because February is heart month, and so we decided that that we'd kind of weave an in and out of all the calls and the emails and the news stories, which is not terrifically difficult, because what have we got? We got work and love, right? And so one of the things that we were talking about yesterday is one of my favorite sayings, which is that people will tell you everything you need to know about them in the first 30 minutes, probably the first 30 seconds, to be quite honest, but we pay no attention, right? So the question we put up on Facebook is, what indication did you ignore early in a relationship that could have saved you a lot of grief? I have a couple. Manny, do you have any in any relationship you can think about where you just paid no attention, but it came back to smack you upside the head?
Not really. I guess in some ways with my ex-wife, I just sort of ignored the fact that we were really, really young. And, you know, our relationship progressed very, very quickly. Like we started dating when I was 21 and she was 18. And we, about 4 months into our relationship, we were already talking about getting married. Like, we were already having those type of conversations. And so I think for me, I think we both just kind of ignored the fact that we were very young and were, you know, probably moving a little bit too quickly and weren't quite ready for that huge step of marriage. And
how long are you guys actually married?
We were married. We separated about 8 months after we got married.
Wow.
Yeah. We got married after 3 years of being together. But we were already, like, talking about that type of stuff, like, after we were dating for, like, 4 months.
So yeah, part of that, I think the times have changed a little bit, too.
Yeah.
That it used to be that that, you know, everybody got married. It just was not one of those things you even questioned, that you went, you finished as much of your education as you thought was necessary, and sometimes you didn't even do that.
Yep.
And you found somebody that seemed cooler than everybody else, and you were perfectly willing to abandon everybody else. And my shorthand sort of memo to myself is our grandparents got married because they wanted to have sex. I think our parents got married because they wanted to have kids. I think my generation got married because they wanted to buy a house, I guess. And I think our kids' generation just don't get married. The age, there are fewer people that are married now than ever before, statistically and percentage-wise. There are more people living alone than ever before, and there are more people cohabiting than ever before. And the average age of first child has gone from, I think the average age about a decade ago was 19 or something like that, which is very young. It's now 26. And think about that. It's a huge, huge change.
Yeah.
So, and listen, if the CDC has their way and women stop drinking, then who knows? I mean, the species as we know it may come to a screeching halt. That was a joke, folks, sort of. So, you know, and I think as mores change, the idea being that people don't have to be married anymore, there's no draft. And I think people having kids out of wedlock is not my favorite thing, but it's certainly much more acceptable than it used to be. the idea that you have to get married to prove you're not gay presumably is less of an issue now than it's ever been before. So, but in terms of, I mean, I got married as young as you did, but I was married for a lot longer. I was married for 13 years. And although my daughter will say, I can't believe you guys were as young as you were. But, I mean, she's smarter than I was.
Yeah, that youth, I mean, it's crazy now at 31, you know, I'll be 32 in April, and, you know, we were 24 and 21 when we got married, and I just look back at that now and I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
See, you know, it's just, yeah, I was 19, so,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's, and having children very, having a child very early was not the issue for me, because basically I've been working my whole life, and to be able to have a child and work, at the same age, a lot of my friends were just beginning to think about either one or the other. It was very helpful. So I really don't regret any of it. It just was. But in terms of being a little older and wiser, there was somebody that, I mean, almost everybody that I was serious about and then didn't last, which I guess at this moment means everybody. There was an indication, like on the first date, I remember going out with a guy who spent the whole time on our first date talking about how angry he was at his mother. You'd think I'd be smart enough to realize if you're angry at your mother, you're probably angry at women in general. And sooner or later, you being of the female persuasion, he's probably going to be mad at you for reasons that have very little to do with you and a whole lot to do with the fact that you're female.
Yeah.
And, you know, and looking back on it, you could see the linearity. But, man, at the time, you just think, oh, that's kind of interesting. I mean, you don't really pay much attention to it. So I'm trying to think. There was there have been guys who talked about themselves on the first date as being victimized. You know, that their ex-wife did this to them and their ex-girlfriend did this to them. And sort of looking back on it, that he needed to view himself as a victim, that nothing was ever his fault. He had no responsibility for anything. And it was only a matter of these wicked, I suppose that's the same thing. I think there are probably a lot more men than I sort of have cottoned to that are angry with their moms, which means they're going to be angry with women. There are probably a couple that aren't, but, and again, I think we don't look at it. And a guy who on a first date will say, wow, you're terrific, you're so different than everybody else, and here are all these awful people who did all these things to me. What we focus on is, you're so different, you're so great, you know, why did I meet you earlier? As opposed to, all the other women were bad. You know, all the other women victimized him. And that's, I mean, that sort of first, you know, flush of, wow, a new person doesn't last forever by definition. And if that's the pattern, We tend not to see the patterns because we view ourselves as not part of the pattern. And, of course, when you're starting a new relationship, the patterns do not serve you very well because, by definition, both of you were single at that moment. So, all right, so let's hear what other people said about what they ignored at their peril.
George says the number of jobs he used to have, he had 56 jobs by the time he turned 40.
Yep, good perception. And the idea, I'm sure what he said was, I was really trying to find myself, and I now have, and I've got this great job. And so what we do is we ignore the patterns, and they're there. All right, what else?
Anne says self-centeredness.
Yeah, a little more specificity certainly wouldn't hurt there. But, yeah, I mean, and part of that is, I think, as women, we are attracted to guys who seem very confident. I actually did an interview on a documentary, which I think is coming out sometime this year, and the premise of the documentarian, which I disputed, was that women like bad guys, bad boys. I said, we don't like bad boys. We just like people who will make a decision. So when you say, where would you like to go for dinner? If they say, I don't know, what do you want to do? We just hate making decisions all the time. So a guy who's a little more confident is going to be viewed as a little more attractive. And the bad boy we view as, in retrospect, of, well, he was self-centered or he was selfish or only cared about himself. But at the time, it seems very seductive because here's a guy who says, you're the one, and I'm taking you here for dinner. And so we like kind of authoritative men. But the line between authoritative, self-serving, and self-centered gets a little blurry. This isn't about anti-man, honest. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, as in honor of Love Month, which I have designated February as being, it's actually National Heart Month, but close enough, we're talking about and asking questions about love and relationships. And so today's was, warning signs did you ignore early on in the relationship that would have saved you some grief if you'd paid attention? All right, so let's hear what else we got.
Amy says, lies about a supposed crazy ex that just won't let go of him and tries to ruin every relationship he gets into. found out it wasn't an ex at all. He was just a liar that was cheating. Didn't really cause a lot of grief, but sure made me less trustful of people.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm dying to ask the question of how long did it take to find out. I mean, asking, you know, it's amazing how many people, both men and women, don't ask of, are you in a relationship? How long have you been out of the relationship? Now, that Amy might say, well, a liar's going to lie to you. But if you haven't asked the question, and it's one of the issues about online, as far as I'm concerned, I think online dating is a perfectly legitimate way of deepening and widening the pool. But it also means that you're going to have tire kickers on there. You're going to have adulterers on there. You're going to have people who say they're one thing and they're another. You're going to have, so meeting somebody early on in a public place seems to me the only real antidote to that. And it's not completely a cure, but it's certainly better than typing with people or emailing with people for a long period of time. And we already know that a blank computer screen lowers our inhibitions. So you get a false sense of intimacy. But certainly, folks, both men and women, asking, when's the last time you were in a relationship? And most people, even liars, will have the first layer, especially liars, will have the first layer down pat. So keep asking, well, gee, why did it break up? Were there kids? And most people haven't really prepared their stories all that well to different levels, unless they're pathological liars. If they're pathological liars, you've got, you know, they're just, they believe their own lies, so that it's very hard to discern. But ask, okay?
Lynn says, the first lie I caught him in.
Yeah, you stuck around, huh? Yeah, there is that point. Well, and again, because we really want to give people the benefit of the doubt, and we want to be in a relationship, and I mean, all those kinds of things that work against sort of saying, okay, I'm basically of the three strikes school of life of people can, I couldn't miss, and the thing about, at least in my experience of liars, is that they will try and convince you that they didn't lie, that it's your fault, right? That isn't what I said. So the first time, okay, I could have misheard. The second time, you know, the third time I'm done and I don't get mad. I just get out, or at least in most cases. There I have had my experience, like other people have, with pathological liars. Pathological liars are a real problem because they're professionals. You know, they're really good at this. And if you're gullible, like maybe moi, then you get you're going to get in more trouble than it's worth. But you're right. I mean, what happens, you become a little less trusting, which maybe in the long run isn't a terrible idea. All right, keep going.
Steve says, when she lied to me 2 weeks in.
Yeah, the question is about what, I suppose, but I hear.
Amber says, he was pushy about getting married quickly. Of course, we divorced 16 months later.
Well, ask yourself why, you know, or ask him why. And look, there's a message in all of this, right, which is listen to your own heart and listen to your own head. And if something doesn't feel right, you don't have to leave. And you don't even have to be suspicious. You can just say, can you explain this to me? It doesn't feel quite right. And you're adults. I mean, you're talking about spending time with person, swapping spit, maybe doing the horizontal bop. I mean, you're talking about some serious kinds of intimacy. So saying, this doesn't make any sense to me, or it doesn't feel right, can you explain it to me? You don't have to be hostile. You don't have to be aggressive. All you have to be is assertive about it, saying, okay, explain, please. I don't get this.
Jim says, financially irresponsible.
Yeah, that is an issue, isn't it? Or here's one of the scenarios of a guy who is incredibly lavish while you're dating, right? And takes you wonderful places and does wonderful things. And then you get married and he's just as lavish except it's your money. You know, it's both of your money. Be careful about the things that attract you at the beginning and then will aggravate you for the long run. You know, which means having some sense of who you are and what you want. When I first moved to San Francisco, the day I got in, I had to do a television show for reasons that currently elude me. And the hairdresser was saying that she was getting married the following weekend. And she said that she'd been single. She'd never married. I think she was in her 40s. And she said, I did what people tell me to do, which is I visualized who I wanted. I wrote a list of all the characteristics I want. And I got everything I wanted, except he's bald. And I didn't write down that I wanted a good head of hair. And that impressed me greatly, not that he didn't have a great head of hair, but that she essentially summoned him up. So she had an idea. It's kind of like if you go look for a car and you decide you either want four doors or two, or you want it to get good gas mileage, or you want it to be a hybrid, or you want it to be a certain color, or you want a certain brand, or you want to spend a certain amount of money, and you're really clear about that. We go into relationships with a lot less specific kind of goals. We look for houses, or a dog, you know, or a pet, and yet when we're talking about a life partner, we just go, okay, well, as long as they like me, or they're cute, we probably need to be a little bit more analytical about what we're doing. And it's not that you have to be judgmental or dismissive, but having some idea so that if somebody's too good to be true, they are. All right, keep going.
She says, he kept breaking up with me, then apologizing and getting me back. He's not going to use me again.
Yeah. Well, let me explain to you a little bit about dance-away lovers, because they are not uncommon, but they are in some ways a group unto themselves. Dance-away lovers are the aforementioned incredibly seductive. They're really good at reading people, telling people exactly what they want to hear, both men and women. This is not men or women, because both can be dance-away lovers. Bottom line is that they are fairly insecure. So their whole scenario is that I will attract you, but if you get too close, you'll discover what I really am and you'll reject me. So what I need to do is keep you close, but not too close. And when you get really closer, when you want to spend more time, or you want to leave clothes in my house, or you want me to meet your parents or the kids or whatever the next step is, that I'll cause a fight and I'll make it your fault. And then I'll call you up in a couple of days and make up, and I'll do something lavish to get you back. And this cycle can go on endlessly. And the drama becomes, I think, a bit tiresome, but it's also very seductive of look how much this person wants me. And they're really good at saying you're unlike anybody else. And I guess I just got frightened about, you know, being good enough for you. But dance away lovers are really dangerous because they have a vested interest in keeping you close, but not too close. And if you get over some imaginary boundary in their head, you're going to get dumped. And it's going to be your fault. They'll tell you that. 855-993-7569. Wow. Yeah, not good, huh?
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. And Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Yes, you kind of was asking if people had seen signs when they first started dating.
Yes, that they ignored.
That they ignored. And both my husband and I have been married almost 50 years, but we just had a real big uproar because one of those signs came up that we should have paid attention to. I mean, we really thought about leaving each other. It was so intense.
And wow.
It's kind of strange and funny. It makes you want to laugh almost what it's about, but it has to do with how we treat territory, meaning decorating.
Okay. Tell me about it.
When I walked into his apartment, he had rented furniture with nothing on the tables, and all the walls were bare, white walls of an apartment.
Okay.
When you walk into my apartment, I had all kinds of furniture, car furniture. I had pictures all over the walls. I had tables filled with interesting things, you know.
Tchotchkes.
Yeah. And anyway, people might consider me somewhat of a hoarder. And I consider him to have been
somebody who didn't nest very well.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And anyway, we've gotten a new cabin. I see myself as a talented decorator, and I wanted to bring in a piece of antique furniture that a neighbor was vacating her house, and she was just going to leave it there, and she said I could have it. It was like a secretarial desk, but the wood wasn't real well finished. And anyway, I was going to try to be an artist in a way that I had never been an artist, with kind of the Mary Engelbrecht or whatever her name is, where you put a whole bunch of different colors and you paint little stuff on it, you know.
Yeah,
and you make
yeah.
it, because I'd never done that. I'd always kept the hard wood look, and I wasn't going to bring it into our living room, which is real antique-y looking. Instead, I was going to bring it to the cabin.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, this will be fun. I'll get to be an artist for once in my life.
Yeah.
And anyway, poor guy thought, great, where are we going to fit that? Not one more thing. I want to be able to fit the car in the garage, you know, being a person of practical. And anyway, what you're saying about seeing the stuff about people initially, I just wanted to reinforce that this
was... Right, two things. All right, mm-hmm. What happened with the... Did you take it up to the cabin?
No. And for once I was so intimidated, feeling that anyway, so now I felt like I missed out on it, and I feel very deprived.
Is it?
But you said something interesting. He's not a person that would ever beat me or anything, you know.
Oh, please, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That would be easy for me to leave.
Oh,
but,
sure.
But when you said about one's father, I thought that was very interesting, because my father wasn't aloof. But he was absent a lot.
Yep.
And my husband is a person that's what people would consider aloof.
Yep.
And I thought I had escaped, you know, the father thing. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, no, I know. It's one of the reasons why I try to convince everybody to go into therapy before they get married, if at all possible, because... We'll look for superficial differences. Well, he doesn't look like my dad, or he doesn't dress like my dad, or he doesn't sound like my dad, or he's better educated, or he has a different job. But what we're unconsciously attracted to is the same characteristics. So, but it sounds like you guys have done you've been married for 50 years. Listen, I think is the piece of furniture still available, or is it gone?
It's gone.
Right. You know what you need, Helen?
Huh?
You need what? Remember, there's what was the Virginia Woolf statement? A room of your own. You need some place that's yours where you can get. You can go find. I'm sure you can find some other piece of furniture. You can go to Goodwill, or you can watch Craigslist, or you can do yard sales and find some piece of furniture like that, and that doesn't intrude on your space together, but gives you some place to explore those kinds of things. And if you get a room of your own, he gets a room of his own as well. And it may be that that's, for the next 50 years of your marriage, that's what will keep it healthy and happy. Because you're right, you have very different styles. And it's not only that you're a nester and he's not, which is certainly not particularly unusual, but that by the time you're adult, certainly... compromise is part of any good relationship. But this sounds like something that is really important to you, and that it was also all you need to do is find a place to do it that doesn't intrude on his space, and then you've got the best of all worlds, including a 50-year marriage.
I know. I thought of that earlier, where I wanted a little studio apartment above our garage. But
there you go.
You know, but the thing I want to mention, not about me, but people, I used to work with poor people, and people don't understand, I'm not poor, but I want to widen the discussion to poor people. They don't have that advantage of being able to think, well, I need more space.
Sure,
you know,
they are.
Then my
they just have
will
to
work
decide.
Better.
Not necessarily.
So money is an advantage. I just want to mention.
No question. No question. But that doesn't just say, listen, that people, I don't think the dividing line, certainly money's only value is to buy us things, to buffer us, to buy us things that we
right.
want.
Right. And what I'm getting at, I'm just wanting to, since you're on the air, and I'm an advocate for poor people, whereas some people think they're lazy, sloppy, and they're just not trying. I run into
that's
that all the time.
Kind of stupid, yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to say their lives are a lot harder than if you have the convenience of that
no
green
question.
Stuff.
But that people can find all sorts of options to, especially that they can find arts and crafts group. I was just up at a shopping center last week, and they've got a cooking class. So people who don't and it's free. So the people who don't necessarily have gourmet kitchens or even access to gourmet food and go and take a class. I mean, the thing is, for me, it's not finance, it's education. Because if you're educated, you see yourself as having options. If you're not, then certainly options can lead to better financial situations. But I don't think the dividing line is specifically money. I think it's education. But and certainly they're not unrelated. Because quite often people who don't have much money either feel a terrible responsibility to go and earn something for their family. I deal with a school in the Bronx, and I actually deal with a school that has dealt with this issue because they get kids who have dropped out, and there are a number of schools also in D.C. that have a huge dropout rate, and the dropout rate is sometimes due to pregnancy, sometimes due to drug use, but sometimes it's due to kids who just come from very limited circumstances and feel that they really need to feed their family. And so an education is just, it's a long-term goal, which in theory, in the long run, could help them feed their family better, but they just don't have the luxury of long-term goals. They have people who are hungry, so they'll drop out of school. And this particular school is terrific at dealing with those particular issues. So, listen, go find a room of your own. Or, you know, I'll tell you what you need to do is go. Here's what you need to do, Helen, because you're an advocate, is go find some church or some group that will give you a storefront, and you can go have it for yourself. You can maybe pay for part of it, and then invite people who don't have much money to come in and either get a teacher in there, or you can teach them, or just a space where people can do projects.
What a good idea.
Thank you. All right?
Uh-huh.
See, so your husband, in some ways, the universe made him cranky about your piece of furniture so that we could get this whole new project for you going. And I'm sure you'd be terrific at it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cookie. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. 855-993-7569. It's one of the reasons I'm such an advocate of education. I know I'm the most overeducated person on the face of the planet, but nevertheless. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Let's go back to warning signs. Although a marriage has lasted 50 years, it's hard to be that as you know an overwhelming one. But she's right. I mean, things can be disruptive at any stage of any relationship. So she's right. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy.
For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking about exactly what Helen was talking about, although it's kind of sweet that her marriage has lasted 50 years, even though she ignored the fact that he likes space. I have a friend of mine who was in L.A. doing something and got sick, and so she was taking care of me, which was a very lovely thing to do. And she was like Helen. She had lots of tchotchkes and lots of stuff, and she said something about, well, you don't really like my house, do you? And I said, well, it's a little cluttered for my taste, but then you don't like mine either. And she said, yeah, yours will be fine when you unpack. And I'd been living there for 3 years. Clearly, the two of us should not date each other. There we go. All righty, so let's see what else people ignored at their peril.
Miz says, when his family member told me he was a piece of, and a word that I can't say.
Yeah, and you're not going to say that.
Nope.
Doo-doo. Piece of doo-doo.
Yeah.
And the family? Yeah. Yeah, when your family badmouths you. I had one of those, but it was too late in the relationship. And the family member said, get out. He brings everybody down. You know, he's just going to use you. Get out while you can. And I thought my kid, at her angriest at me, I don't think ever would have said anything like that to anybody. So that was kind of one of those, oops. All right, what else you got?
Jennifer says, it's so embarrassing sometimes to look back at the obvious red flags that were ignored. Yet there's a certain satisfaction in knowing that you're wiser and stronger now and wouldn't put yourself in a situation like that again.
Amen. That's the whole point, isn't it? That we learn from our mistakes, not that we beat ourselves up. But I was actually, I don't remember exactly the circumstance, but was saying to somebody, boy, I was really dumb. And he took both of my hands in his, looked into my eyes and said, you're not dumb, which was very comforting. That saying, look, people make mistakes and we want to believe other people. We want to believe the best of other people. We want to believe in fresh starts and unlimited possibilities. But sometimes it was kind of like when we were talking with Michael yesterday, is that, you know, you're not using your analytical skills in a situation. You're allowing your emotions to completely override any of your ability to think things through. And one that your intellect without emotions is going to be very dry, but your emotions without any intellect is going to mislead you. All right, so keep going. But I think that's a great summation.
Sherry says, when I chose to believe the lies instead of facing the truth, I have to take ownership of the part I played as well. Just saying.
All right, here's one of the things that I think that if you think about it, when your friends, all of your friends dislike somebody you're seeing, and all of us, I think, have been in that situation, and what we say is, well, you don't really understand him, or you really don't understand her, or you don't know him like I do, or your family, that we, it's not that we have to tune into somebody else's impression, but that we at least need to hear it, especially if we feel that they have our best interest at heart. Now, expressing those feelings is really tricky because people in love will say, you're just jealous, or you're really bitter. So you have to be very careful about saying that. But usually you get those impressions from one of two pathways. Either you've observed it, at which point you can say, gee, I sort of noticed that. I don't really understand that. Can you explain it to me? As opposed to, this person's a jerk, or the person has told you about a situation that makes you uncomfortable. And at that point, you can say, well, gee, that sounds really unhappy. How do you know, what are you going to do about that? Outright bad-mouthing somebody is not usually very profitable because the other person will defend that person. And the more they defend them, the more they'll believe what they're saying. And then you've just backed them into a corner of basically accepting the unacceptable. But when your friends and your family don't like somebody, you need to pay attention. You don't need to take it as gospel, but you do need to take it as somebody who has your best interests at heart. Okay, keep going.
Bob says, when my former wife drank all afternoon at an office party, grabbed a beer and the keys to my car, and then killed a pedestrian while driving under the influence of alcohol to meet with her former boyfriend who just arrived in town. She also insisted on doing my taxes while we were just dating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he say former wife?
Yes.
Good.
Did indicate former wife.
Wow. Yeah. I had a situation where I was going out with somebody who had an alcohol problem and swore he'd been clean and sober for a year. And I left to take a walk, and somebody had sent me a bottle of champagne, and the champagne was all gone when I came back. And I said, well, what happened to it? He said, oh, well, you don't drink, and I just thought it shouldn't go to waste.
Wow.
Warnings, yeah. I mean, like, duh. All right, what else we got?
And then the last one here from Mark just says, impossible sounding stories.
Yeah, you know, there are those. And, you know, it's one of those, it's probably the major problem of my life is when in doubt, I believe. Now, with you guys, you hear, it's, I've never said to anybody, that doesn't seem possible to me, but I'll ask the follow-up question. And as a therapist, when people come in and say, I drive a red Ford, I don't ever say, well, you know, how can that be? But if I say, I noticed that you had a blue Chevy today. Do you have more than one car? Because my job as a therapist is to orient people to reality. So my being unduly gullible is not very helpful. Although even my daughter at one point pointed out when I was first starting broadcasting, somebody took us out for dinner and said, you're going to have to learn not to trust people in the business that people lie in radio, which, of course, how could that be? And my daughter, who was about, I don't know, 6 or 7 at the time, leaned across the table and said, my mother believes everybody. She's very gullible. I, on the other hand, am a really good liar. I thought, this is going to be a challenging parenting job. But I think, you know, that again, you can balance your head and your heart. And if the problem about ignoring the warning signs is you're letting your heart overrule your head. And it's, you can do that, but you do it at your peril. So if you can balance the two, then you've got the best shot. And again, you know, love is always a challenge, and relationships are always a challenge, and it's always somewhat of a crapshoot. And if you sort of are not desperate in what you want and are willing to let things, as Manny said at the beginning of this discussion, kind of ripen. And my father said, when I said, I want to get married, he said, no, you're too young, but we love each other. I also had the sense that if I didn't, he was ready to get married, and if I didn't marry him, somebody else would. Which is not a good reason to get married, actually, in retrospect. But look, I think the point is that if you live your whole life with your last rat little breath, with no little bruising of your heart, you probably haven't taken enough challenges. But you got to learn from them, because getting it bruised all the time is probably not very smart. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.